We did mention briefly the idea that we could simply bring all of the goods into the UK and have a UK registration to start off with. Some businesses feel that it is in fact beneficial to have the goods delivered directly from a UK warehouse. If the goods come in from outside of the EU, then they declare those goods themselves, either as going into free circulation or going into one of the suspension regimes, perhaps into a warehousing regime or something of that nature. All sales are then treated as UK sales, with UK VAT being charged accordingly. Some large business customers will in fact insist that this is what you do. For example, B&Q. B&Q obviously have a very substantial business and they have some very, very high buying power. As a result of that, they can dictate to their suppliers a lot of the terms and conditions. One of my clients manufactures cooker hoods, which are sold almost exclusively through B&Q. My client manufactures in the Far East and delivers to the UK B&Q warehouses. We could, if B&Q would allow us to, declare B&Q as the importer. B&Q would pay the duty and any necessary VAT, and then they would make the eventual sale to the UK public, charging VAT accordingly. But B&Q don't want to have to do that. They don't want the cash flow and other implications of being declared as the importer. So they insist that my client, even though they're based in Japan, is VAT registered in the UK, and then imports all of the goods in their own name, pays the duty in VAT, and then charges B&Q VAT on the actual disposal to them. Whichever way it happens, whether you register voluntarily or whether you register because your customer insists upon it, we have an ordinary UK VAT registration. There's nothing particular about the way it's done. It is created through the normal process of filling in your form VAT1. The only difference will be whether you have a UK presence or not. If there is a UK place of belonging, then you will register through the normal process using that UK place of belonging or presence. If you don't have any establishments in the UK, then the same thing happens. You still fill in the same form, but it goes to the NETPU, the Non-Established Traders Processing Unit, which is based up in Aberdeen. That unit is there purely to look after businesses who want to be or need to be UK VAT registered, but do not have a UK place of establishment. One little word of warning with them. In recent weeks, they've become a little bit behind schedule. They've had quite a high volume of registration applications submitted to them. Because they got a little bit behind, they actually put some of those registrations down to the ordinary registration unit to process. Now, unfortunately, the normal registration rules require you to have a UK establishment. So when somebody picked up these particular applications in the ordinary registration unit, they rejected them all on the basis that they were saying, we haven't got such an establishment. It's taken several weeks to get some of those registrations processed because of this simple error at HMRC. So if you do have any businesses that need to be registered, if they haven't got a place of establishment within the UK, make sure that the application goes to Aberdeen, and if it gets referred to the other registration unit, make sure it gets sent straight back again. Do not let them process it, because they are almost invariably going to get it wrong. Once registered, your business can then continue to trade in exactly the same way as any other UK VAT registered business. VAT returns will become due, and of course, electronic submission is now mandatory for all new registrations. So to summarise, if you're an offshore business selling goods into the UK, you need to consider, firstly, where the goods are coming from, secondly, to whom they are being supplied, whether a business or a private user, and thirdly, whether the VAT that becomes due is your responsibility or can be passed on to your customer. Some businesses volunteer to become VAT registered in the UK, others opt to be registered because they have to, because their customer insists upon it. Thank you for listening to this AAT podcast.